I'm Jackie Pierre.
I'm Joseph Planta.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, December 12th, 2016.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So we talked last week about you'd gone to Amy Schumer the week before, and we talked about what we were expecting at the Louis show, because Louis C.K. came Wednesday and Thursday this past week. I went to the Wednesday show.
And I saw him on Thursday.
Yeah, so what did you think?
I thought it was good.
And I
say good, like, notice I'm not, like, jumping out of my pants or anything.
Really?
But it was good.
You didn't think it was really great?
You want to know something? My one thing that I kind of noticed, I felt like it was really long.
Well, that's a good thing, isn't it? Because we all paid $50, right?
It is, but yeah. I think it gets to a point where you're kind of like, like, I love Louis so much, but there came a point where I was like, okay, I don't know, maybe it was the material. One of my other things is I noticed he actually does not go, like, off course, like, off his
script,
if you will.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't really do a lot of, I don't even know if you could say ad-lib, because, you know, but you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't interact with the audience very much. He does to a degree, but he doesn't really feed off those, the vibe of the audience, which I felt like Amy did.
See, I think that's the thing with Louis. If you watch the show, Louis, you remember that one scene where he was playing the Comedy Cellar and then the lady was, I guess, talking to her friend?
Yeah, he doesn't like that.
Yeah, so I think his audience is disciplined enough that they're not going to go heckle him.
And I don't know if it's...
They're not going to interrupt him and say, hey, Louis, how's your mom, or whatever, right?
True.
So there's no room in the show for him to do that. And you can tell, like, how refined it is. Like, he's got it down, his timing. It's down pat. Like,
clearly.
I mean, that's genius stuff. I mean, when you can...
It is, but it's almost, I don't know, maybe it's just because I saw him live. I don't know. Maybe it just kind of ruined the touch for me.
Huh.
I just felt like he was more, you know, like, he had zingers, you know, like, all the time.
Well, then you'll want to go see Don Rickles or whatever, and then he'll attack the audience or whatever.
Maybe, and I'm not saying that, but even, like, Amy, you know, as much as Amy Schumer, and I had my own things with the Amy Schumer show, but she really worked off whatever vibe and connection she was getting off those people.
Well, you know what that says?
The front row, right?
Well, you know what that says to me, too, is that she doesn't have much material.
Her?
Yeah.
No, probably not.
That's why she has to work with the audience. And so
and sometimes I like that kind. I like that.
Well, so, then you can go to you can go to Yuck Yucks or whatever.
I guess.
Amateur
or the
night.
Comedy Mix and see Louis for free. Shit.
Yeah, he did. He showed up at the Comedy Mix and then he showed up at Kino Cafe on Cambie.
It's very rude.
No, I thought it was cool. I thought that he, you know, that he's workshopping.
If I was there, I would think it was really cool. I'm just
jealous. Lose your shit, yeah.
Well, yeah, because, you know, we have to pay. People got that shit for free.
I'm talking like you now. Have you noticed that?
Well, I know. You know what's so funny? Because, you know, I cuss quite a bit. And then I hang out with these people.
Yeah.
And then they start swearing, and I'm kind of like, whoa. I'm like, oh, my gosh, please, your language. I'm all offended all of a sudden. And it's so weird, because I'm like, Jackie, calm yourself. You know, this lady at work, we have our little conversations after work every day together,
yeah.
You know, when nobody's there. And she's like, you know, most of the people I work with are like my mom's age. And so she has sons that are like my age or a little younger.
Yeah.
And we'll be talking about something, and she'll say, you know, like, what the fuck? And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
I just can't see that coming from her mouth, but it did. So I'm just starting to get like more comfortable with the fact that I'm not the only one that swears like a sailor.
Yeah. Well,
especially when you hang out with me, I guess.
Yeah, it's just that you don't notice how you are, well, I guess you don't notice that you're making them feel comfortable that they're able to do that in front
of you. I guess so.
Right?
And, you know, and that's why I do it.
Yeah.
That's why I don't, you know, freak out when people, like, swear around my kids, like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Like really? She's 13. You don't think she's ever heard that word before? First day of high school, she came back and was like, kids swear so much.
That's your kid saying that.
Yeah, that's exactly. So I was like, wow, I don't even want to know what those kids are saying.
Well, I think we know what context we're in. So, I mean, if we're with a group of nuns, say, we're
not going to. Right, then I may bite my tongue a bit.
Yeah.
A bit.
Yeah. Like, I wouldn't have Conrad Black on the show and say, you
and
know, lose your shit. Or whatever,
no.
Right?
Yeah, no.
But, you know, it's you.
Maybe not.
I could say that to you, right?
Yeah, you can. I'm comfortable with that.
Yeah, so I mean, and plus you mentioned the thing that we paid for the show. I mean, it was only $50, and I thought it was a good deal.
It was. I mean, what did you think of the show? You loved it?
Yeah. What time did it start for you, by the way? Because it says 8 o'clock on the ticket, but it didn't start until, like, 8:35.
Yeah, it didn't start till about, actually, ours didn't start till about 8:45.
Yeah, because they have to check everyone as you go into the place. And they have this long list of rules.
Oh, God.
Stuff that you can't bring. And I couldn't bring in my umbrella.
Much to your disdain.
Yeah, well, so, and I knew I couldn't bring the umbrella, but I thought, because, you know, it wasn't raining that night.
But, yeah, you do what you want. Right?
But, no, I understand the rules, and, you know, I mean, but I mean, I brought it because, you know, it's quite icy that day.
It was raining.
Well, it was also snowing the day before, I guess.
All right.
And so the friend I was with, she wasn't allowed to bring in her. She came from work. She works at UBC,
mm-hmm.
And she has her thermos. And so I'm telling the security guard,
no.
Who said that I can't bring my umbrella. I said, well, this is a $100 umbrella. It's not $100. It's about $85.
Still.
And so she
like
chirps
$80 up. $80 more than I'd pay for an umbrella. Yeah.
She chirps up that her thermos is $85 as well, or $100 as well.
Jesus.
Which I don't, between you and me, I don't think it was, but. But.
Wow, such a hater. Okay.
So they said, you have to leave the umbrella outside. So what I did was I put the umbrella in front of the, you know, the doors where you go in, like at the corner
right.
there, and just, you know, hit it. Well, you can't hide it because all glass doors too, right?
Yeah, those are the only doors, really.
Yeah, so I just left it there, and I wasn't going to go home indignant or anything like that because, you know, I'm here to see Louie, right?
Well, yeah.
Now, if the tickets were, actually, no, just because it was Louie, I would not have, you know, I wouldn't have left in a huff. I would have, you know, I'd lose my umbrella, I'll buy
you
another
could
one,
fly.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I get out of after the show ends, I run outside to see if my umbrella is still there.
Look for your umbrella.
Well, it's not there anymore. But then I turn around and there's a box of, I guess they'd were collecting the garbage or whatever I thought it was. And so I see my umbrella handle sticking out. So I run back into the, past the gate or whatever and look in. And the box is full of umbrellas. And so I grab mine, and I'm terribly pleased.
Well, because it's an $85 umbrella.
Yeah, from the umbrella shop, yeah.
I'd be pretty happy myself.
Yeah. And then May left her her thermos with the concession. Not the concession, you know, the will call, the tickets.
Yeah.
Well, when the show ends, the...
It's closed,
yeah.
So what the hell?
Well, she finds someone who opens the door for her. You know, she pleads her case, I guess. And she gets her thermos back, and I get my umbrella back, and then we go home. It's, you know.
Win-win for everyone.
Yeah. So the show wasn't ruined, you know.
Oh, good. Because that would have just been horrible.
Oh, I'd have come on here and just ranted about how I hated Louis C.K.
You lost your umbrella at Louis C.K. That would have sucked. Well, you got to read the instructions. It was quite a long extensive, exhaustive list.
Yeah, you sent me a note the night of saying that.
Yeah, not to bring your big
fireworks.
Purse
yeah,
with the fireworks in it because I know you do take that out for special occasions.
I do that at Amy Schumer. Yeah.
Yeah, so I wanted to just give you that heads up in case you hadn't seen the
So you brought
a 3-page spread.
Yeah, so you brought you brought nothing, I guess, the night of when you went, right?
Yeah, you know what? I downsized quite a bit because usually I have a big bag.
Yeah.
But I just took my small purse with just my wallet. Like, I took very minimal with me because I didn't want to even have any issue at all.
Yeah, the guy says you can put your umbrella back in your vehicle. So, well, I took the bus.
Right.
So they don't really have an option here, right?
Oh, and speaking of vehicles, so I went with my friend, and of course, because it was snowing that day, she drove her big truck, and that was fine. Getting there was fine. But getting out of that parking lot after, wow, what a joke. That took over a half an hour to get out of the parking lot. And I mean, like, it was a half an hour of just sitting there waiting for cars to move in the parkade.
Yeah.
So on second thought, I was like, we should have just taken the bus. But we drove, and then getting out of parking was a headache. But no, it was a good show.
Yeah, my last thought on Louis is, and I told this to some people I saw on the weekend, that when they write the history of comedy later, he's going to be up. He'll be like this generation's Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Dick Gregory.
What did you think about him wearing a suit?
You know, I overheard someone the minute he walks out, they're like, oh, he's wearing a suit. Like, it's unexpected that he would, you know.
Yeah.
But I didn't mind it. I mean, one of the things that was in the New York Times review when he started this particular production in New York, that he was wearing a suit, and this was like a big deal for
fans
of
his. Well, he's 49 now.
Yeah. I don't know. No. I didn't mind it, and I didn't hate it either.
No,
I'm indifferent.
I think he looked quite sharp, and, you know, I know some people were saying they were disappointed because, you know, that was his thing, the T-shirt and jeans. But it's like, but he's 49 now, okay?
Yeah.
He's acknowledged and accepted that he is getting older.
Yeah.
And maybe he wants to, you know, wear a suit every now and then.
Yeah, and the price, he's making, he's
making good money now.
Yeah, why not wear a suit?
Act accordingly.
Yeah, look the part.
He knows that.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd say the same thing.
Yeah. But he's so captivating as a performer. I mean, there's no reason for you to fall asleep, check your phone.
Oh, God, no.
Or, you know, talk to your neighbor.
He's just so, he's just so real. And and this will be my last point to Louis. In his performance, and I don't know, I'm sure you saw the same skit, but he mentioned, he talks about, you know, staying in hotels. Now that he has...
Oh, and just watching TV, right?
You know, a bit more money, and how he gets a bit bitchy when he steps into a hotel and things are, like, you know, not as they should be. And I don't know if you recall, we've had a conversation about this before, because I am much the same way lately when I go to hotels, because, you know, I've stayed... Well, we all, you know... I grew up in East Vancouver. I didn't come from lots of money, and I stayed in motels, and I now stay in, better hotels.
You're not staying in a hotel. Like, this is, I'm stealing from a Louis show, where the door opens and it's the parking lot.
And the highway's right there.
Yeah, and there's a parking lot. Yeah.
I did when I was in Portland, but that trip was just a nightmare. But in any case, usually I'm staying at, you know, pretty top-of-the-line hotels. And when I go into those rooms and there is, like, even as much as, like, a hair on the bed, I just absolutely lose my mind. And that was something Louis talked about. And I just wholeheartedly agreed. And just I finally felt like, okay, I'm not a super bitch. This is normal. So,
you're just like Louis C.K.
And we're just, you know, we're just so alike. I'm just like Louis. And if I'm just like Louis, that tells me that I'm at least somewhat normal. I was feeling a little, like, you know.
Invalidated?
Well, yeah, because I didn't even know if I could talk to my friends about this.
Yeah.
Because they'd be like, wow, Jackie, really? But no, seriously, like, you're paying good money for a hotel. you advertise yourself as like a five-star hotel.
Yeah.
Act accordingly. There's certain things I like. I'd like my heater to work. You know, basic things.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that's a lot to ask for.
No, it's not.
Yeah. If I'm staying in a motel, my expectations are not as high.
That's true. So, yeah.
You know. But anyways, Louis, food for thought.
Yeah.
Great show.
Would you see him again?
Oh, yeah, I'd see him again because he's Louis. I'm like a dedicated fan.
Yeah.
I don't care what, you know, how my thoughts were on the last show. Maybe I was just all comedied out.
Yeah. I would never see. Well, I don't know. Maybe because it's Louis, I would go see the show again. Like if he was playing, if he came back with the same material next month.
Oh no!
I would
go back
again.
No, I'd want to see something different.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to see it again just to see, watch him perform as an artist, not necessarily as a comedy fan.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm a comedy fan, I could go to Yuck Yucks every Friday or whatever.
True. Right? Yeah, so. You could. No, his way of performing is quite. He's learned an art, he's perfected it, and I think he's great where he is right now.
Yeah, and this show is just, it is outstanding, yeah.
If it gets any better, you know, that would be amazing.
Yeah. Christmas, we got plans, we're what, 12 days away from Christmas Eve?
Yeah, it's getting there. I've done most of my shopping online, so I'm happy.
Is it too late now, December 12th, to do my shopping online?
I hope not, because I still have a few things to order.
Yeah, I bought a couple books that I ordered.
Yeah, I think Amazon is definitely the way to go.
And well, I ordered it from Chapters, and they said delivery is the 22nd or the 23rd.
Hmm.
And so I feel that's cutting it close.
It's cutting it real close.
So.
Well, you know, like Amazon, I ordered some things on, I think, Friday.
Yeah.
And they'll be delivered on Tuesday.
Are you one of those Prime members?
I am.
Oh, yeah. See, I don't buy enough that I would get the value out of that.
Yeah.
Maybe well, 10 years ago I would have. But
I don't know what exactly happened. I signed up for this Prime thing when it first came out. Like, they sent me an email.
Yeah.
To try it. And then I ordered something through them. And there was some sort of mistake happened. And I had to call Amazon and blah blah blah, and ever since then I've just always had this Amazon Prime.
Well, I guess I have to sign up for it shortly because then all their TV material, you know, they produce shows themselves, right?
Right.
That'll be available in Canada soon. So.
Oh.
Or you could just give me your password, like most people do, right? You know.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody shares their Netflix and everyone shares their show on demand or whatever, right?
True. No, you know what? I need somebody's Shaw password so I can get that Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we'll swap then when Amazon starts.
Okay, that works.
I don't think we should be saying this out loud, should we?
Mm. Delete.
But, you know, the thinking about Christmas, I was talking to Conrad Black on the show a couple weeks ago, and I asked him what his Christmas is like. Because, you know, I'm wondering, you know, what it's like for a lord, right?
Yeah.
And he said he's at an age, he's 71 now, where he's just Christmased out. Like he just doesn't, you know, it'll be a quiet day at home with him and his wife Barbara and their dogs.
Right.
You know, back in the day, they would have had big parties with cousins and their kids and their aunts and uncles.
Right.
I'm much the same. I mean, the last couple of years, I haven't done any of that, and I don't feel the need to do that.
No, I really... You know what?
But you've got kids, though, and you've got...
Exactly. You know. If it were up to me, I would just sit at home and just be alone, you know, like with my kids and just be done with it. But because they're still, you know, fairly young...
Yeah, they want to be with the grandparents, right?
Well, like I don't even know. I think I've unfortunately maybe turned them into a bit of introverts as well. So they don't care to do anything either, but... I think there's an expectation, of course, from the family.
No, and, you know, objectively, I think you should. I mean, because they're still young, and they should be with, you know.
Yeah, and I don't want to...
They have time to do that themselves when they're your age, right?
Exactly. That's what I figure. When they're old enough and they have the ability to decide they don't want to go, then they can do that. But right now, I think I have that responsibility. So So I do it, and to be quite honest, it's usually sometimes the only time of the year that we all see each other.
Yeah.
At the same time, so it's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, it can be, like, for me again, bit of an introvert, it can be a bit overwhelming. I just hate having expectations that night.
Yeah. I just don't feel. I mean, I see some family from time to time. I mean, there's some family you don't want to see, and Imus always says this. I mean, you don't see some family or friends any time, any other time of the year. Why see them when you're celebrating the birth of Jesus?
Well, you know? To me, it's
why ruin Christmas
for that?
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, I do feel like that about some family, but. You know, it's the one time a year I try and be cordial, but, you know.
Yeah, so one year, you know, I went back and we did the family stuff, and that was fine. And then last year was just friends stuff.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of friends, we went away for Christmas, and that was fine. And this year I don't care to do that. Well, I've got a project that I need to work on over the holidays, so I'm not really wanting to get away.
Right.
But, you know, I went to the movies on the weekend, and I remember one Christmas 4 years ago, I did that. I went to all the Christmas movies, like all the mm-hmm. Oscar films. Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, I saw like 6 films, you know, over the 3 days.
Right.
And I like that. And I think I'll do that this year. Or I'll just stay home and read. I don't know. I haven't decided yet. But, you know, it'll be quiet Christmas for me.
I think it's kind of nice to just be able to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And, you know, that... It's Christmas. It's a day for you to enjoy yourself and...
The way you want to enjoy yourself, right?
The way you want to enjoy it. Yeah, exactly.
So
And if you want to spend it alone,
yeah.
You can do that.
Yeah, so I guess one of the things that I'll do is check out the show called Black Mirror, which our friend Rudy Montejo, our loyal mm-hmm. listener, recommended for us. He texted both of us, I guess, this week. After he heard his name, I guess he freaked out.
Yeah, it was like a real starstruck moment for him.
He fell off his sofa while he was listening to us. Or he drove off the side of the road if he was listening to us in his car. I'm trying to imagine how Rudy's listening to us. Do you think he's in the bath?
Probably. Hold on, let me get a feeling for this year. Maybe in the bath and or, you know, shower.
Yeah. So he recommends this show called Black Mirror, which I've been hearing a lot about. You can get it on Netflix now. And he says that's the show to watch.
Well, you know, I just realized he says, too, he's a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Yeah.
He actually texted, so you haven't called anybody, Rudy. Once we make a line, like, we should get... Well, we're going to have him on the show soon.
Yeah, he'll come on.
But, you know, that would be lovely if we could take phone calls.
I mean, it's like comments on websites. I mean, they're the dumbest
True.
People. And I was going to bring this up, but you've just brought it out of me. So there's a group
yeah,
on...
Yeah, just dragged it out of you.
Yeah, and I think you belong to this group, too. It's called Nostalgic/Sentimental Vancouver.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You're part of that, right?
I am.
And so these people, and you know, and I have to say, I guess the demographic on Facebook is much older than our
They're
age
older.
Now, right?
Yeah.
These are people that sign their names to the comments.
Yes.
Not like you could see their effing picture and their name on the thing. They still sign their comment. They sign the comment with their name, right?
I hate that.
So these people, so there was this one picture someone posted of Harry's Grocery, and it looked like the picture came from the 80s or the 90s.
Uh-huh.
And it looked familiar to me. And then someone said, does anyone remember this? Do they know where it is? So some person says, well, that's North Van. And then another person said, oh, that's Fraser. And then another person, you're right, Fraser and Kingsway. That's where all the hipsters are now. Well, I recognized it because I went to Langara.
Right.
And... That's the shop on Fraser and 47 or something like that. Harry's Grocery. It's still there, but it's different. It looks different now. It's a florist now.
Right.
So I chimed in. I said, no, it's actually Fraser and 47th. And then I Googled it, and then I got the exact address, 60-something Fraser Street.
Right.
Put the exact effing address in my comment. And so for the next 2 days, people would say, oh, that's Fraser and 47th.
Wait, I just said.
That's still there. It's still a florist. You know, the comments like that. Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know if they're not reading the comments or they're just trying to look smart or whatever, right?
I've seen that, too. It drives me absolutely insane.
But I have to say, so when I Googled the address in Harry's Grocery, the obituary came up of the guy. His name wasn't Harry. It was something else. It was Gordon, mm-hmm. I think. And an Asian couple owned this store for a number of years. And so when the fella died, they said that he was the longtime owner of Harry's Grocery at 60-something Fraser Street.
Right.
And so I posted that on there, thinking, you know, this is the end. Yeah, no more commenting. This is
done.
We were done. Here it is. And, well, it turns out there was a guy who said, oh, yeah, I went to school with, and I forget her name now, the daughter of Gordon.
Uh-huh.
And then he tagged her. And she wrote a comment saying how nice it was that people remembered the store and how much she learned growing up at that store. Because I guess, you know, she worked there or she spent a lot of time there growing up. So that was nice.
Right.
But, I mean, all these other effing commenters, you know, just trying to, you know, just ruined my week. Or well, not ruined my week, but ruined the hour or so.
A lot of these people have no idea what they're talking about.
And they have no lives, probably, right?
No.
That's why they're posting old photos of Vancouver on Facebook.
Oh, my God. I mean, some of them are nice. I mean, some of them are fun to look at. I saw one, actually, the other day that was just up the street, Collingwood Library.
Yeah.
And Kingsway and, you know, right in my area. And I saw people like, oh, where is that? I couldn't even be bothered.
Yeah.
Because then you get into these debates with people, and it's like, I know where it is. I live right there, okay? Looks exactly the same.
And then
I'm not going to prove myself.
Someone still said, no, that's North Vancouver. Well, no, yeah. It's not North Vancouver.
You know, it's funny, because I did go and I looked for that post, and I saw it, and somebody's like, oh, did they own that one in North Vancouver, too? like, she did not ever say that. What made you think that? So rude.
I just, you know, that's the internet, right? So that's why there will never be a comments page on the commentary.ca.
Okay,
and second of all, we're not going to take calls on this. As I had two guests later on the show, Max Fawcett and Kinda Gutta, said we're going to have a phone line one day. I said, no, we're not going to have a phone line ever.
Never. Okay, now I take that back. No, yeah. You're absolutely right.
I don't want to hear from, like, you know, these eggs, you know, because they don't have avatars on Twitter. You know, they just have the egg. I'm not going to talk to these eggs. Right?
Trolls.
Yeah. Well, these
they are trolls.
Yeah, they're people who are, you know, rabid Trump supporters or rabid Hillary supporters.
We don't have to deal with that.
You know?
That's the best part of having a podcast. You get to pick and choose.
Yeah, your job, listeners, is to listen.
That's it.
And let us talk.
That's all.
I mean, unless you're Rudy, don't text me.
No, he's actually the only, like, listener that has such exclusive, you know, there's a couple others, but
I don't want to hear from the other ones. I'll just hear from Rudy. And so I will check out Black Mirror. Actually, I think I've seen one episode of this. I saw the episode where the Prime Minister has to have sex with a pig as a hostage
disgusting.
Thing. No, it's a good show, though. And if this is the show, then Rudy's right. This is something that we all need to watch.
That sounds like something he would have watched.
No, it's a lot more nuanced than how I described it. It's a British show, so it's well done. You know, it's not
so
gratuitous.
It's probably gruesome and gross.
You know, I can't remember now.
I watched a movie the other day called White Girl.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've heard of it.
White Girl?
Yeah. It's supposed to be, I don't know if you ever heard of a movie in the 90s called Kids. But it was a movie that I really liked. Rosario Dawson kind of got her start in that movie and a couple others. But this is supposed to be kind of filmed in the same way as Kids was in New York, and it's really gritty. Super interesting movie. It's, you know, a lot going on, but it definitely kept me on the edge of my seat the whole time.
Did you get this on Netflix?
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
White Girl. Okay, well, if you'll recommend that, I'll recommend Blue Jay, which is a new film from the Duplass brothers.
Mm.
And it stars Mark Duplass, who also wrote it, and Sarah Paulson.
Oh, I like her.
And she's having a great year, isn't she? With all
she
the
is.
Ryan
American
Murphy,
Horror Story,
yeah, all the Ryan Murphy stuff, and
yeah.
So what it is the two of them run into each other in a grocery store in their old hometown, and they were high school boyfriend girlfriend, and so they're just reminiscing. And it's done in black and white, which is kind of weird to begin with, but once you watch the film...
Is there going to be some color coming in?
No, not at all. But the black and white makes it better. Really makes it better. It's called Blue Jay.
Okay,
and
cool.
It, it is... I mean, I don't... He did a show with his brother called Togetherness on HBO that unfortunately got canceled and criminally got canceled. Two seasons in, it should have
criminally.
Yeah, it should have. It that show should still be on, and not the Sarah Jessica Parker show, because that show, Mark Duplass and his brother Jay Duplass. I mean, they're just tremendously talented. Anyway, so in the Blue Jay, this is their first project for Netflix with Sarah Paulson.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's a really good movie. I mean, Well, nothing really happens because it's just the two of them reminiscing about high school.
Well, is this something? Can I find this on Netflix?
Yeah, it is on Netflix. It debuted about a week or so ago.
Oh, beautiful!
And it's only about an hour and 20 or an hour and 30, less than that.
Oh, okay.
And it's just, I mean, he's. I learned later after reading it, watching it, that it's improvised. Whether it's improvised or not. It's still brilliant.
Improvised. Okay, I'm going to have to see
so,
this.
I mean, you can, if it is improvised, they have such great chemistry with one another. And
you couldn't even tell.
Yeah, I mean, now that I think about it, in the big denouement at the end, you can tell that it was, maybe you can sort of see that where it is improvised. But even if it's not, and he wrote it, man, it's terrific. I mean, to come up with the premise of this show or this film like he has, I mean, it's just tremendous. So I highly recommend Blue Jay.
Okay, well, I'm going to watch that.
And then on the Christmas, I'll watch Black Mirror, and hopefully that'll...
What a great title for Christmas.
Black Mirror, yeah.
See, that being lovely.
Watch the Prime Minister fuck a pig.
Yeah, hey, I'm sure, you know...
Wouldn't it be great if that's not actually the show? And I've confused it and
with something completely different.
Well, Rudy will text us and correct us, right?
Of course. He'll let you know. Because I'm sure we wouldn't want any disappointment here. I know you're looking forward to that pig fuckery. But Rudy will not let us down.
No.
I mean, he won't let you down because I can't watch that.
No, but you got to go see. You got to go see Blood. Because I've heard people on Twitter, people in the media who've watched it.
Okay, well, you watch it first, because I trust your... Not that I don't trust Rudy.
Yeah, I'll check and see if this Black Mirror is the same thing, but I think, regardless, it's on Netflix. It's one of those new shows that's just started, I guess, on Netflix.
I might listen. I feel like I'm paying $9 to these...
Yeah, we all pay $9 for this. Yeah, we do hardly watch it. I mean, I watched that Blue Jay two nights ago, and I don't think I'd turned on Netflix in about a month.
Me too. When I watched this White Girl show, I was like, oh, let's just check out Netflix, like, so maybe I can feel like I'm not being just completely assaulted for my money every month.
So there you
and
go.
Not
yeah.
even, like, making use of it. So if I can at least watch one movie for $9, you know, that's something.
You feel a little bit better, yeah.
I hope the kids are trying to use it at least, for God's sake.
Watching kids shows, right?
Whatever they watch.
The other thing is watch Beat Bugs, because Charlie Demers is a voice on that. And that's a Netflix only show.
Well, he's hilarious.
Isn't he wonderful?
He's hilarious.
You saw him a couple weeks ago at thing, right?
At the BC Fed.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I feel like he looks like, what's that chubby kid?
Piggy from Lord of the Flies?
Why do I want to say Seth Rogen?
I don't think
Charlie from Lord of the Flies. Oh my God. You said it.
Well, I know Charlie and I love Charlie.
You guys are friends.
Yeah, so but he has a skit because he wears glasses where I've seen him do this at Comedy Mix where he takes his glasses off and he tries to look for them. No, he tries to look for them like
Piggy
does in Lord of the Flies. So
we read that book in English. Yeah. We were in that class together. Do you remember that?
That's right, yes.
That was a very memorable book for me.
Yeah.
I just couldn't believe they would do that to a person.
Well, some people listening to us, you're giving it away, I think.
I'm still traumatized by it 20 years later. How many ever years later it was, but it is a horrible story to be telling in high school.
Yeah.
To children.
But no, he's a voice on Beatbugs. He plays the slug. And this show's a big deal because it's the first TV show ever where the Beatles have licensed their music for it. And that's expensive, to begin with.
Holy
and
shit.
So he plays, I think his name is Walter the Slug. I've actually watched a couple of episodes of this. And it's a cartoon, but, it's for kids. But I still, I'll watch it because it's Charlie's in it.
Maybe I'll get my kids on that instead of the candy wrapper opening shit she watches on YouTube.
I don't even want to ask what that's about. But
well, it's just videos of people opening toys and or candy.
Oh, okay. Well, that sounds exciting.
That's what life has come to.
Yeah, but no, Charlie's terrific in this, and he's a wonderful talent, as you saw. And
he is. He's really funny.
As a voice actor, he's...
I can imagine.
He's actually quite good.
So has he heard that? I think he looks like Seth Rogen.
I'm sure he's heard that.
Do you think so? I mean, you know him, so...
I'm sure he has. Well, I think he probably worked with him back in the, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, whenever. Because they're about the same age, right?
Yeah.
So, I know Seth Rogen worked at comedy clubs here in town, so...
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
He's all right.
So I guess we've got one show left, and then we're breaking for Christmas.
Oh, and then, are we? That's lovely.
So we'll have our big Christmas and New Year's thing next week.
We shall. We'll have lots to talk about, I'm sure. All the, family.
The frantic plans for Christmas that we're trying to,
Oh, nothing will be frantic. It's all about how fast the postman can deliver. I'm keeping this as low-key as possible.
Yeah.
So, until then, that's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, December 12th, 2016.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back in 7 days.